welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Seek and ye shall find. We are on digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, Vampire Weekend. Spooky, scary, maybe not. Just four guys from the Upper West Side of Manhattan who started a band and took the media by storm. That's coming up. But first, some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Yep, it's Super Tuesday today. More than 20 states will hold contests, including California, which boasts the most number of delegates up for grabs, making it the most coveted prize this primary season. Election officials there are expecting a record turnout. California decertified many of its state's electronic voting machines because of concerns about reliability. More than a third of California's 58 counties will have to switch to paper ballots. That could slow counting and delay Super Tuesday results out of California. Yahoo won't say one way or another whether it will accept Microsoft's buyout offer, but that hasn't stopped Microsoft from moving ahead with the plan. Yesterday, the software giant said it may borrow money for the first time in its history to help fund its $44.6 billion unsolicited bid for Yahoo. Microsoft also said it expects Yahoo's board to agree to the deal soon. Not so, say Yahoo insiders. Reports say Yahoo is weighing a possible partnership with Google to fend off the Microsoft buyout. And turns out a lot of us watched the Super Bowl Sunday night. The Giants' win over the Patriots was the most watched Super Bowl ever, averaging 97.5 million viewers. That breaks the record set 12 years ago and makes this year's Super Bowl the second most American TV program of all time. What could possibly hold that number one spot? The series finale of the hit TV show MASH. That one program drew in 106 million viewers back in 1983. And the coach that so many college basketball fans love to hate has finally thrown in the towel for good. Yesterday, the legendary Bobby Knight resigned as head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Knight is the winningest coach in college basketball history, but he also equally famous for his temper. He was fired from Indiana University about 7 years ago for violating that school's behavioral policies. Reports say Knight's son, Patrick Knight, will take over the Texas Tech team. And that is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.